Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. How are you doing today, sir?
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And I'm sorry to bother you, sir. My name is Anthony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Probably?
Yes.
Almost certain. Okay. Awesome. Great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your race?
No, I'm not going to answer that.
It's okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm not going to answer that either.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, what year were you born?
I'm not going to answer that either.
Okay. No problem, okay? Just allow me a couple of moments. Those questions were only for classification purposes. Now,
I don't want to be classified. That's
okay, no problem. If you would like to answer, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. Now, zero means...
Nothing,
yes,
is,
that your favorite. Rob Menendez.
Always 100.
100, okay. What about Stephen Fulop?
Say 50.
50?
Yeah, 50.
What about Andy Kim?
Kim?
Mm-hmm.
30.
Okay. What about Robbie Bala?
Don't know him, Joe.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
He's not doing great, and I'm a Democrat, so...
How would you rate him?
30.
30. What about Bob Menendez?
100.
100.
Yes.
Tammy Murphy?
No comment.
Don't know?
Zero.
What about Phil Murphy?
Helping his campaign. I say 40%.
How much?
40.
40.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just one second, sir. Mm-hmm. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Son of Bob Menendez.
Rob Menendez, yes. R.O.B. Menendez. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
What was that again?
What would be the first thing that comes to your mind?
Oh, what? Repeat the name again.
When you hear the name Rob Menendez.
That's what I said before. The son of Bob Menendez. That's what comes to my mind. That's why it just got into my mind when you read that name.
Oh, okay. So what was it? I'm sorry.
The son of Bob Menendez.
The son of Bob Menendez. Oh, okay. So Bob Menendez is his father, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That was a pretty good one, actually, to be honest with you. The son of Bob Menendez. Okay, great. Now I get it. I'm sorry, sir.
Uh-huh.
I'm not from New Jersey.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
We're almost done, okay? What would you say? Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I cannot answer that one. I don't follow him that much.
Okay.
So I cannot answer that.
What about if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, and Bob Menendez. For whom would you vote?
Bob Menendez.
If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jaycee, Rob Menendez, and Robbie Valla, for whom would you vote?
None of them.
None of them, okay. Okay. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Some.
Some.
Yeah.
How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat
very
closely,
closely,
very closely. Now, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Do you disagree or agree with this statement? The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should... I'm sorry?
I will agree with it.
I strongly agree?
Yeah, I agree.
There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree or disagree?
What was that again? You have to...
There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings.
That's a trick question. That's a trick question. No, I'm not gonna answer that.
Okay. All right, no problem. We can say that as well. Okay.
Trick question.
And
whoever wrote that and now he's trying to trick people. Trick people with that one.
Okay.
Shame on that person who did that.
Okay, we were making a note of it, to be honest with you. And that's, the reason why we do this, okay, is because I'm calling you from California, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on in New Jersey. So that way, they do this with people from out of the state so that we don't influence your opinion.
Yeah, there will be no prejudice on whatever people say, but...
Correct. Now
you can write that down. Say that's a very tricky question, and shame on the person who decided to put that on it.
Don't worry about it. It's being transcribed. Okay. Now the next statement says, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with that.
Somewhat?
He's being accused, but until he goes to court and, prove guilty, then he's still innocent. Yeah.
So would you strongly agree or somewhat agree? Okay.
Strongly agree.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And now I'm going to read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Now, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bullwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his record of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right?
Yes, it does.
Supporters or critics?
With the supporters.
Much closer? Somewhat closer? Okay.
Much closer.
Now, let me read to you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if it's not exactly right. Now, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors. Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the party trust, and that they're only in public office to enrich themselves. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation, because has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. That's the statement from critics or supporters of Rob Menendez supporters. Okay. Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay. Now, let me read to you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress, okay? The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Would that make you much more likely somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate?
A little more likely.
The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Much more, somewhat more, a little bit more, or not all more likely to support him?
A little more.
A little more. Robin Ellis is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Much more, somewhat, a little more, not all more, like somewhat. Hoboken Mayor Robbie Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right. Housing is a human right. Reproductive rights are human rights. And the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Would that statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Much more, somewhat more, a little bit, a little more,
much
or
more.
Not all more.
Much more.
Much more. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He has fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not all more likely.
A little.
Robin Endes knows how important our health care is. He has fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, not at all, somewhat, okay? Awesome. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kyle Jaycee, Rob Menendez, and Robbie Bala, For whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay, we're almost done, okay? So I'm truly thankful. We're almost done, okay? Let me try to go ahead and hurry it up a little bit more. Now, let me read to you a few statements about Robbie Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if his statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely to support Robbie Bala for Congress. Robbie Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election of a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Would this particular statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Robbie Bala? Much less likely? Okay.
Much.
Now, Robbie Bala is an ethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result. In a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Would this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely?
To vote for him? Much likely.
Yes, much less likely. Okay.
Much.
Now, Robbie Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Would that make you much less likely to support him? Somewhat
less
likely. Robbie Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Much less, somewhat less, a little less, not at all.
Much less.
In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Robbie Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from a state assembly. Much less, somewhat less, a little less, not all less.
Much
less. Awesome. Great. Now, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Gacy, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
Menendez.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Hold on. What was the three answers?
Liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Mm-hmm. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you dealing with friends of own? Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. 3 years.
Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No, I'm not.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Wilson.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
We are complete. Okay, just 1 second. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study?
Yeah.
Participants. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
No problem.
A wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.